Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure, featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now. Proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens, and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars. You can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. And you are listening to All That Jazz now. So I hope you can hear me. If not, then we're going to just be in a goddamn dilemma. We are broadcasting from the far south side of Chicago, trying to beat the storm, trying to hurry before I get on the road and be driving through the snow treacherously, but I can make it. I'm a soldier. But we got a great jazz show for you tonight. The featured artist is Mesa, and she's bad, man. But we got a lot of new stuff, too, we're going to be playing. A lot of artists that we're checking out, like Tim Bowen and Friends and Phil Perry and George Duke. And who else is on here? Laura Williams. Man, we got a lot of people on here. Who else? Well, we got some new cats. There's Tim. Nick Corleone is on tonight. So that's something else. Then we've got who else is on here? Wes Montgomery, Wendy Moulton, Sarah Vaughn, Tony Gossie and Friends. We got a lot of Friends. Let's see who else is on there. Paul Desmond, Feeling Blue, 1996. Who else is on there? Somebody that I never heard of. But, you know, you can't know everybody. But I'm telling you, we got a great show for you tonight. I'm going to get it started with a little track called Walk With Me, and it's by Tim Bowman and Friends. This was actually live, so if you go to YouTube and key in Tim Bowman and Friends, Walk With Me, man, you'll see him cutting it with a guitar. So let's see what happens. We're going to try to make sure we stay on the air. You know, New York, when the storm comes, we get cut off. But let's hope we don't. Thank you.
right. God bless you.
Did you hear what the guy said? He said, God bless you. That's a heck of a leaving. But I guess you would thank God since everybody's at your concert. It's live. It's full. You got everybody jumping and rumping and jumping and rumping. Damn. Okay, maybe not jumping and rumping. How about jumping and, I don't know tonight. I can't figure it out. Maybe moving, grooving. That's old. All right, okay, let me try to act like I got some sense. We got a great show for you tonight. If you want to get into the show, dial 347-633-9376. That is the number you can dial. I don't care if you're in a hole. I don't care if you're at your grandma's house. I don't care if you're at Uncle Bimbo's house. I don't even care if you're in Africa. You can hear my show. That's how good it is. So let's get to moving and grooving with Kevin Flannoy. Tell me if you still care. And you got to see that video, the live one. Okay, now they're done. And I kind of thought they were done. But that was Shannon Pearson, Phil Perry, and Kevin Flanoy. Man, we got some bad music for you. Mesa is our featured artist, and you can catch her every year in Texas at the Black Academy of Arts and Letters. And also, Erica Badu is on the board of the organization. And the man started off with little bit of nothing and now has a powerhouse cafe festival in Texas. So, Dallas, cutting up. We're going to jump to a track. I got to get a long play in. Nick Corleone. You know, we're playing tonight a lot of live tracks. People just, you know, they performing live like they're crazy and it's good. So, I'm going to eat this spaghetti. And it looks like some kind of bread. I guess it's garlic bread. I thought it was African bread, but they shook their head no. Okay, done. Anyway, I'm going to play Nick Carr with a mouthful of spaghetti.
Been out longer, so I had a chance to learn it.
Hard learning your music.
You ain't kidding. Every time I get shit down and learn, I'm like, did I play that? How did I do it? But this song is special, and it's called When You Love Somebody. Thank you.
Will you love somebody?
When you love somebody, here we go, y'all.
Person. They say, come on, man, you got to get up and speak at the microphone. Oh, okay, let me wipe my mouth and wipe my hands on my tuxedo. You're listening. Oh, man, I know that was corny. You're listening to the Darkness McClure, all that jazz now. Winter jazz, warm and festive. Music in the winter makes life simple and festive. Our featured artist for tonight is Mesa. And that girl there, man, she got a track called Love Won't Wait. But I want you to also listen to the sax player in the background. You know, these guys, they have you just drooling with good music and good backup.
Is right, you hold me tight, and love's got me high. Please tell me yes, and don't say no, honey, not tonight. In more ways than one, and I refuse to leave till I see the morning sun creep through your window pane. 'Cause love won't let me wait, not one more minute, baby. The time is right. Turn down the light and take my hand. We'll take a flight and spend the night, honey, in a wonderland. I will selfishly take a little for myself, and it's because of you that love won't let me wait. make love to you, we'll explode in ecstasy, and I won't take the blame, no. 'Cause love won't let me wait. Oh, listen, boy.
And that's one of my favorites. Wendy Moulton and Kurt Whalum. And as I always scratch my head and say, because his brother's a minister, a really good friend of mine, Kenneth Whalum. He and his wife, sometimes we used to all go out and hang out together. And he would always say, Don, you blessed in spite of yourself. And I say, I'm what? He said, you blessed in spite of yourself. I said, what's that supposed to mean, man? But anyway, 347-633-9376. That is the number you can dial from all over the world. On my computer, there's a red dash that says winter storm. And then there's something else that says, Don, take cover. Okay. No, it don't. I don't know why I told that. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. When I come back, I'm almost done with The World of Color, Crystal Catherine Magic. Man, and she is doing her thing. So I got to bring her back. So after we do the commercial and the promo, then I'm going to bring you some more great music. How about that? All that jazz now. Winter jazz, warm and festive.
The Birth of an Idea, Black History and Diversity, is a new book with a fresh approach created by Don S. McClure. The question, how to make a vision a reality concerning the promotion of diversity and black history. McClure found himself at a loss of understanding. Why would his thoughts become necessary to more than himself? Finding a way for an official ending to the month-long celebration of black history, including diversity, was a significant task in his mind. But with endurance and faith, his idea received the acceptance of 36 U.S. governors in 10 years, including a congressional record from the U.S. Congress. In addition, the project gained the financial backing of leading corporations in America, Coca-Cola Enterprises, Pepsi Americas, Cummins Recon, Allstate, Trust Bank, First Tennessee Bank, Wendy's, and Cry Likey, ranked number 3 in the nation and the largest real estate company serving markets in Tennessee, Arkansas, Georgia, Mississippi, and Puerto Rico. His new book will allow you to view his vision concerning diversity and black history and art, architecture, and photography as he traveled for 4 years across the country, capturing some of the most beautiful photographic images while exploring new cities. From the seeds of this adventure, two unique events were created displaying his findings, from a 36-day exhibit in Indianapolis, Indiana, in the beautiful Art Garden in the downtown area, to his weekend photographic display inside the world-famous Black Welder Mansion in Chicago on the South Side. How does one measure an idea that's considered deep-seated? By believing that it can be accomplished. The Birth of an Idea by renowned American author Don S. McClure is just that.
And we're back, and you're listening to Don S. McClure on the far, far, far end of the South Side. I started to say end of the earth, but if it was the end of the earth, then how would I be on the South Side? Maybe I'd see the dinosaurs or something. I don't know. Hey, did you see Transformers Age of, is it Distinction? Or anyway, when they first came down, they were killing all the dinosaurs. And then after that, they turned into the original Autobots was dinosaur bots. They took the shape of the dinosaurs. Did you know that? And what that has to do with jazz? I don't even know. Okay, all right. I just thought I'd give you that little tidbit about the transfer. Okay, all right. I'm glad my producer's not looking on the Skype or the Zoom. Like, Don, what is your problem? Anyway, let me get to this track, Zam Jovi. Maybe tomorrow, and we're going to follow it up with Phil Desmond, Feeling Blue Live. You know, we got a lot of live artists tonight, and our featured artist is Mesa.
Mm-hmm. in the inside of our body, we breathe. Yeah, we breathe. I wanna breathe in an open mind. Wanna swim in the ocean, wanna take my time for me.
that was Paul Desmond. That's a 1996 smooth jazz. Yeah. He's supposed to go off at 7:14, but he's going to add a few more things to it. You're listening to Don S. McClure on All That Jazz Now. That's for you jazz aficionados back in the day. Yeah, man. That's cool, Don. Wear your dark glasses. I don't know. I broke them. Anyway, let's jump to the modern day. Tony Gossi and Friends. Thank you.
Lord Ali Silk of Shire. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.